We're up to Simin Shin Pei Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing today. Eini Yehudi Hanichnas L'Shem Ach Sinous. So if you have two Jews living in a chatzer and a non-Jew dwells there as well, they need not only Eruv Chatzeris, but we said you need Schiris Rishus. What happens if the non-Jew does not live there? He's only coming as an Achsanya, he's coming as a guest. Im Nichnas Shalo Rishus. If he did not come with Rishus, that means no one gave him no one went and told him he can come and stay there for Shabbos. Eino Osur Liolam. If he moved in Shalom Brishus, then he never asks. The Im Nichnas Brishus, whereas what if he was invited, whether it was for free or for pay? Imu Rogil Lovo Osur Miyad. If he comes regularly, then he asks right away, because whenever he comes, he's at home. Vimeinu Rogil, he doesn't normally come. Eino Osur Ad La'achar Shloshim Yom. He will only aser after he's there for 30 days, not before 30 days. So 30 days is considered a kavias. There's an interesting situation where a non-Jew was owed money, so in place of the money, he moves in. Do we call that Bershus or Shalo Bershus? The Magen Avram says that that's considered coming Bershus, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those that are cholik on the Magen Avram and say that it's called Shalo Bershus. Now, we say here that what's called Rishus, She'ela or Schiris. So the Bir Halacha brings the Kasha that we learned before, that if you rent your place to a non-Jew for Shabbos, we say that you did not rent him al menas ta'aser. And therefore he doesn't aser. So why over here, when he comes Rishus, don't we say the same Halacha? The Rishus that the Jew gave him, if you give him Rishus, why don't we say that it's al menas that he shouldn't aser? So he brings several different terutzim, but one of them, and he brought this back before when we learned the halacha, the Graz Shita is that the only time that we say that halacha, that if you rent your apartment to a non-Jew, the non-Jew doesn't aser, that's if you have the right to evict him at any point in Shabbos. Whereas if you don't have the right to evict him, then he does aser. According to the Graz, it would come out that if this non-Jew was given Rishus in a way that you cannot evict him on Shabbos, then he will actually aser. And the Bir Halach is choshesh for that. Siv Beis. Anshei Chel HaMelech Shenichnesu Bebatei HaYehudim. This was very common in Europe. The army moves in. Bein Bechazoka, Bein Barotzen. Whether Bein Bechazoka, Bein Barotzen, whether they came by force, or whether that you welcome them. Im yesh lebalei batim ba'osn makoma shenichnesu einam yehudim kelim shasal tatlam b'shabbes, if the rooms that they are staying in, the balabayas, the Jew, has things that are not movable on Shabbos and they're his own, so that's called tfisas yad. Einam osur maleim. So they couldn't aser, the soldiers would not aser, because the Jew is tfisas yad. Now, the mashmos of this is that if not for the fact that you have tfisas yad, it would aser. Why would it aser? In the case where they come in not Barotzen, they come Shalom Brishus, didn't we say that if a non-Jew comes in Shalom Brishus, he doesn't aser? The answer is, they bring down, because over here they're coming in Mikoch Dina de Malchusa, and Dina de Malchusa Dina. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Mishkenos. Yaakov actually argues with the Shulchan Aruch and holds that soldiers do not aser. Some hold, by the way, that these kalim that you have for tefisas yad don't have to be kalim that are not carried on Shabbos. So if they come in with dina de malchusa, they will aser unless you have tefisas yad. Now, the definition of achsanoi that we had back in Sif Aleph, where we said that a non-Jew who's there temporarily as an achsanoi, that's only when he moves in temporarily. What happens if he actually makes this his home? So there, lechur, it has nothing to do with whether he came bershus or not. Lechur, the halach is, once he makes it his home, he becomes a member of the chatzur, and there's no way of getting him out.